Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Charlie's Tea. Today, I want to address some things that have gone on in my life and which are still going on. So one of the things that I've been doing is I'm starting my own TikTok, which is a bit on the cringe side of things. And I mean, tennis has really taken a toll with making podcasts and my scheduling as well. But anyways, I'm back. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to start off and tell you guys some more tea and spill facts with y'all. And many of the things that have happened throughout this week and 2 weeks actually that I since didn't post podcasts on my podcast channel. And I just feel like these podcasts were good. They helped people and they helped everyone through their experiences and that are currently going through experiences like mine. And I just wish that I have that that little bit of success to give anyone that needs it, because at the end of the day, we're all here on this earth to support and to actually compete with each other. But actually, it's just, I am a person that cares for people, and I'm a person that will help you to strive and move forward and help you find the way. That is currently what I'm doing currently with some of my freshman choir members. Fantastic people that we have. Very talented freshmen that just came in. I believe that these freshmen will actually go on and get a state title for Porter and put us on the map this year, because we have the talent and we have what is right to succeed. But in any case, I'm going to talk about today that many UNT or University of North Texas camps, and many of the Kingsville camps and some of the North Texas University camps aren't going to be here. They aren't going to be there to help some people that use it. People that are economically stable. I don't like using the term rich, because anybody can go to those UNT camps. Anybody can pay for those UNT camps. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter where you live. It does not matter your background. Anybody can do those UNT camps. You just need to have the commitment and strive forward. I've never done a UNT or Kingsville camp. I was asked to go to a UNT and to a Kingsville camp, which I declined. And so with that, I would like to help those people that don't have the UNT and the Kingsville camps, and sort of be their instructors for this year. It doesn't necessarily apply to freshmen from Porter. It could be any freshman from Veterans, Pace, Rivera, or anybody. But at the end of the day, we are all here, and I'm going to help out because we all need it. And I am not a person that just sticks to his success alone. I want everybody else to succeed with me. And I hope I can do that with some of the freshmen. Second thing of this podcast, my life. Currently, I'm not suffering from anything. I'm pretty healthy. I was tested twice now. Excuse me, in the COVID testing sites. And I was tested negative for coronavirus. I will go test myself a third time just in case. My mother and father being in the medical fields is stressful, and it puts me in that situation where I'm not scared, but I'm nervous for them. I'm nervous for myself because of the damage it could do. I was reading this article, this medical article. I forgot who published it. I think it was the New York Times. They compared a smoker lungs to a COVID-19 patient. And you could see how COVID-19, how the virus was eating the whole lung, just like a smoker lung, with all that smoke being inhaled into your body and into your lungs. It shocked me to see that, but there's patients that get pneumonia from COVID-19. It didn't come as a surprise to me, but that girl that had the smoker/COVID lungs, she had to get a lung replacement or a lung transplant. This is why we should all stay at home. I greatly advise anybody and everybody that's going outside and going to places. Over here in South Texas, in a Chili's and Texas Roadhouse, we had positive for COVID-19, positive work members. I am happy that I did not go to Texas Roadhouse or Chili's in any month that COVID was happening. I social distanced myself since the start that I heard that COVID was in the U.S. I really started to push forward and tell myself I needed to be with less people and socially distance myself, because it's hitting hard now, and it was hitting hard. I knew we weren't going to be able to control it, and the numbers say that we couldn't control it. In any case, COVID-19 is not a thing of the past. We're currently striving, and many things aren't helping COVID-19 get rest or stay assured to go away anytime soon. But blaming any race for COVID-19 isn't fair as well. I just believe we can strive from this, and I mean, we can get through this. A lot of countries are optimistic about their future and optimistic about how they're going to control the virus and optimistic about how they're going to go into the future with this virus. And at the end of the day, we've gone through worse than COVID-19. It's not, I know there's been millions of deaths. There was millions of deaths back then as well, with the Spanish flu and with the bubonic plague or the Black Death. It had a bigger mortality rate than COVID has. And it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time that they find a cure, that they have vaccines for everybody. But at the end of the day, I just wish everyone's happy and well. And this is where it's going to do it for me, guys. Thank you very much for listening to me speak. I know I'm a pain in the ass, but I love y'all so much. Thank you for watching.